Manning in the shotgun on third down and 7. Looks to the right, fires, and it is broken up and intercepted. Torrey Graham, 30, 20, he's going to the house, and the Ravens have taken the lead.
No doubt about the impact of the play. Now meet the man behind the play as we visit with the Ravens defensive back, Corey Graham. Corey, thanks for taking the time in a busy week to visit with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go back to Denver and start there. You became the first Raven ever with multiple interceptions in the postseason. This is a defense and a franchise with a storied history. How's that feel, especially against Peyton Manning?
Wow, it's funny you say that. I didn't even know that. So it feels great. Obviously, when you're playing against a great quarterback, you want to go out there and make plays. And I was fortunate to go out there and make a few plays and help our team get a chance to win.
So much talk around Baltimore this week about the rematch in Foxborough with the Patriots. But you weren't on the team last year. So do you have an appreciation for just how much this means to the town? And how important is it to have some fresh blood in the equation? You don't have any baggage to bring into the game.
Yeah, of course I know how important it is. Ever since I've come here, they've all talked about the Cundiff miss and how close they were to the Super Bowl. So I know how serious it is, how much it means to everybody. And whenever Ray Lewis said this is a chance to be his last game ever played, you want to go out there. You don't want to be let the team down. You want to find a way to help them win.
You mentioned Ray Lewis. When you came to Baltimore, there was no way for you to know that you'd be part of the last ride. What does that mean to be a part of something that will be forever reflected upon as history in the NFL?
It's special. It definitely is, you know. You get an opportunity to go out there and battle with Ray. This is a chance that it possibly be his last game, possibly the last ride ever. Hopefully, you never know. He might come back, but I doubt it. So it's important. It's special, and I'm just glad to be a part of it.
We hear so much about the intangibles and the chemistry, and we see the team huddles before the games. We hear the locker room speeches after the game. Take us inside a player's helmet and what that means to you, where that touches you when you hear Ray. And it's so obvious the impact he's having on you guys, but internally, what are you feeling during those moments?
It's unreal. I've never seen, in my 6 years in the NFL, I've never seen anything like it. I've played with Urlacher, I played with Lance Briggs, all those type of guys. It's a whole nother level. I mean, the way he can inspire people, the way he can talk to guys, the way he can motivate guys, it's unreal. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's really hard to explain. You have to be part of it and you have to experience it for yourself.
And you get the chance to do that because of a risk you took. You mentioned Urlacher and the Bears. You were a Pro Bowl player as a special teamer with Chicago. You could have had a great career there, probably gone to the Pro Bowl 5-6 times as a special teamer. You took the risk to come to Baltimore because you thought you could get more playing time in the secondary. What gave you the confidence to do that?
Well, you know, I played well. I felt like I was playing well in Chicago. Like I gave myself an opportunity to play. You know, my second year, I was fortunate to start half the season, and I thought I did well. Last year, I played 3 games and got 3 interceptions in 3 consecutive games, and I thought that I can play on defense, and I seen it through my play in practice and what I was doing in training camp. I just knew I had to go somewhere and get some new eyes to see me and hopefully give me a chance to do it. Sometimes you're in a situation where they just want you to be a special teamer, and that's all they want out of you, so it's tough to get looked at something different.
I want to talk about your brother, Graham. I know how much you draw from your relationship with him. When you were in college, he went to prison and served 5 years. You maintained your relationship, and it's probably gotten even stronger since then. How powerful is it for you, having learned from his experiences, now that you are at the threshold of the biggest opportunity of your career?
It's big. You know, my brother's always been the one who's backed me, been a part of me, pushed me to be who I am today. So I always talk to him and find a way to, you know, to get advice from him and things of that nature. It pushes me still to this day to knowing that I can do it. I can go out there, be the best I can. You know, and I just want to prove him right and make him proud.
Part of success is not forgetting where you came from. And I know you received a text in the locker room after the win against Denver from your high school football coach, a man you still draw a great deal of strength upon. What do you think having you be in the limelight of the biggest part of the season means to the people who helped you launch your career?
It means a lot. I mean, I talk to those guys all the time, and especially my coach. I spoke to him yesterday, and, you know, he tells me how proud he is of me, how excited he is to watch and see me do what I'm doing out there. So I know it means a lot to those guys, and I know they're smiling back there watching the TV and happy for all the success that I'm getting, you know. But, you know, just easy as it come, it can go. So you got to go out there and compete and make sure you're prepared every week to keep it going.
I know you're trained never to look ahead, but the Super Bowl is at stake. How do you prepare for a game that could put you in the Super Bowl without thinking about the Super Bowl, or can you?
It's tough. You know, I've never been to the Super Bowl, so I can't pretty much tell you what it's like to play in the Super Bowl. We all have aspirations to play in the Super Bowl. At the beginning of the year, the coaches and us, we all talk about that's the ultimate goal. So that's what we want to do. You just want to be who you are. You want to stick to the same script that you've done all the other weeks. You want to make sure you prepare the same way and make sure you're prepared to go out there and have one of the best games you could possibly have.
And for you, the best game you could possibly have would be spectacular after two picks against Peyton Manning. Corey, thanks so much for the visit.
Good luck in the championship.
All right, thank you for having me.
When we come back on Ravens Report, we'll take a look at the offense and break down the game plan with offensive coordinator Jim Caldwell.